Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Nun Aleph, Menachos 51b, pagination is 102. We'll start on the top line, Masnis in the new Mishnah. We're dealing with the topic of the special mincha offering from the Kohen Gadol, which was brought on a daily basis. And the Mishnah on the previous daf told us a case where the Kohen Gadol died in the middle of a day, and therefore the morning had already been brought from his. And now we're asking what we should do about the evening. So the previous Mishnah had a case where they appointed a Kohen Gadol that same day, in which case that Kohen Gadol would bring the full offering amount to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would divide it, process it. He would only end up bringing the half for the evening, but it has to be from the whole. Our Mishnah considers a different case, lo minu kohen acher tachtov, if they did not appoint a different kohen in his stead, mishal mihaisa kreva, from whose would this offering be brought? The Mishnah assumes that indeed the offering has to be brought, but there is no Kohen Gadol, so who brings it? Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Shimon says it's from the congregation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Yorshim. Rabbi Yehuda says the inheritors would put up those assets. Ushlei Mahaisa Kreva, and it would be brought in its entirety. So that if a Kohen Gadol was appointed, so we know who brings it, the new Kohen Gadol. And he's going to bring the entire amount, but we're only going to bring half of it as an offering. If, however, it's being brought Mishal Tzibur or Mishal Yorshim, because no Kohen Gadol has yet been appointed, then Shlema Haisa Kreva, it's going to be brought in its entirety. I'd like to make reference to a piece of Gemara on the previous staff. If you'll turn back with me for a moment to Nun Amud Beis, pagination 100. Towards the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up, you'll see at the beginning of a line, Itmar we learnt. Chavite Kohen Gadol Ketzad Osin Osan. How are these special loaves, the mincha, how are they made? At the end of the line, Om Rab Yochanan, Ofe va'achakach metagna. It's baked, and then it's fried. And it's at least a two-step process. The Rambam, in the 13th perek of Maaseh HaKarbanos, explains it based on different source material, a little bit more clearly in a more halacha lemaisa type of style. Let's do it together, starting from halacha beis. V'ketzad asiyas chavite kohen gadol. How were these loaves of the kohen gadol made? Mevi isaron shalem. You bring an entire isaron. U'makdisho. You sanctify it. V'chotzeyu. And you divide it. B'chatzi isaron shabemikdash. In the amount of half isaron of the Beis HaMikdash, she'af al pi shekareva chetzion, even though it's going to be brought half in most cases, eino miskadeshes lechetzion, but it's not sanctified in that way, as we discussed in the previous session. Umevi ima shaloshes lugin shemen, it had three lug of shemen, shenemar bashemen te'ose, lahosi la shemen kinischei hakeves, the flour got mixed with oil, and then chalita was done. Chalita is an important word. We have it in the laws of Pesach. There's a concept that if you would quickly boil at very high heat a wheat kernel, for example, it could be done in a way that it would not become chametz, even though it wasn't baked. But there's a way at high heat. There's a process called chalita. And then, v'losh mikol chatzi isaron sheish chalos, they would make 6 loaves out of every half isaron, nimtzu'u, when you processed both halves of this donation, 12 chalos, there would be 12 loaves. Va'achas achas hoyu na'asos, they made them one loaf at a time, v'keitzad osa, how was it done? So the Rambam gives the description how they divide the material. And then va'ofa ha'chala ma'at, they would bake it a little bit, and then they would put it on the machavas, on the frying pan, and with the remaining oil, they would fry it. And this, what the Rambam describes as a three-step process, chalita on the flour, and then to do an afia, a baking, and then to do a frying. This is all based on the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that's Vayikra Vav, pasuk Yud Dalid, Al machavas bashemen te'oseh, it's going to be done in a pan of oil, murbeches tiviyeno, it will be brought, meaning this was already done, that it was scalded, that's chalita, tufine minchas pitim, it will have been baked as well. And these three steps, plus at the end, minchas pitim, that it's broken, are all steps in this sophisticated offering of the Kohen Gadol that he would bring every day, half in the morning, half at night. Unless you have this unusual circumstance where he died, and therefore we have to either bring in this new Kohen Gadol or bring the offering in its entirety from the Tzibur or the Yorshim. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.